Good morning. It's 8464CA. Well, I tell you what, there comes a time in our lives when we just have to get it together. Otherwise, it's going to reflect on us for the rest of our lives. Young Jake, he used to be the producer for John McKenzie a couple of years ago. He spent a few years here at the radio station. Young, fresh face, he came up from Melbourne. He's gone back to Melbourne. He decided to come back up for Cairns for something pretty damn special. We'll tell you about that in just a sec. He joins me this morning. G'day, Jake the Snake. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Mate, I'm great. Now, look, just let's rewind a couple of years. Your partner, Mallory, came up and was working here in the tropical north as well. Now, you guys went back to Melbourne. You've been together for a few years. Now, you guys decided to travel to America for a friend's wedding. And you kind of said there was a bit of an air of expectation seeing you over there for a wedding. And there was a bit of expectation that something might happen in America, young Jake.
Well, we had this world sightseeing trip that we sort of started off in one corner of America and went to sort of all four of them in about a four-week period. And we've been together for about 6 years at this stage. So there was sort of a natural expectation that when we got to places like New York that certain things would be asked and certain commitments would be made.
Yes.
And through my naivety, nothing transpired on that trip.
You just didn't get organised, did you? You didn't think ahead about those type of things. You're too worried about yourself and your holiday and not looking after the other half.
Well, my thought process was that we're there for a friend's wedding. I don't want to steal the thunder of my friend getting together.
That's
fair. I don't want to be selfish. I just didn't think of the other perspective that, you know, we were there for 4 weeks and, you know, probably there was time elsewhere in the trip to probably manage and do two things at the same time.
Well, look, in the end, you had a bit of a difficult conversation about this and you said it'll happen in good time. But anyhow, you came back to Melbourne, spent some time there. You were planning to come to the Whitsundays and to Cairns, but because of COVID-19, it, as always, it gets in the way. Anyhow, you ended up coming to Cairns a few months ago and secretly, even though you had discussed the possibility of getting married and she wanted to pick out a ring, you picked out one that was, I guess, a bit of a tokenistic one for the occasion. Made all the best plans, but tell me what happened when you lost a car rental and then had to get a new one, Jake.
Well, it was probably the worst kept secret the world's probably ever seen. That it was very obvious that the question would be asked on this trip.
You had no choice, did you?
So we always went in with the expectation that it would happen. But our original trip, we're going to pick up a hire car in the Whitsundays and drive up and then spend, you know, a couple of days doing that beautiful drive and then spend a week or so in Cairns. But because of the lockdown, we decided that we weren't going to be able to do the Whitsundays component, ditch that and then just fly direct to Cairns. That was over the Easter break. So when we tried to book a car, and you know what it's like living up there, that you really do need a car. You know, we're staying in the city and, you know, as beautiful as it is, to go and really see what the best north or the far north can offer, you really do need a car. So we decided to spend the money and just, you know, bite the bullet and went down to budget and spent the most for the tiniest amount of car for two nights I've ever been extorted for.
We should
have got a taxi at the end of the day, but, you know, you live and you learn. So we have the car for 2 days and my partner, she thought we would, you know, we're going to do a day trip up to Port Douglas, through Palm Cove, Port Douglas, have dinner up there and sort of make our way back. So she had naturally thought, you know, the question would be asked, that part of the trip. Well, I thought it'd be a bit smart and, you know, the first day we hit the car, a walk we used to love doing when you lived up there was Bahama Gorge.
Sure.
So I thought, well, that's a bit more sentimental to us. It's not as cliche as, you know, doing it at, you know, Four Mile Beach or, you know, Nunu's or something like that. You know, it's something that actually meant a bit to us.
And you wanted to keep an element of surprise, so you kind of tried to keep things under the radar. But tell me what happened when you got to fill out the details and sort out and pay for your car rental. What happened then?
Well, being smart as I am, I thought I could put the ring in my pocket, and I thought it through. So you had, you know, my phone in one pocket, and I'd be bringing that out relatively frequently.
Mm.
But the only time I need to bring out my wallet, which is in the other pocket, would be once to pay for the car.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, is it going to happen once? Chances of it going wrong, close to zero. We'll be fine. You know,
put it with a wallet. Yeah, makes
that's
sense.
It. That's it. So we got to the high place, the airport. And that was all fine and all lovely. And I go to pay and pull my wallet out. And guess what falls out with it? It was a big thud, clink, 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 and falls on Mallory's foot.
Oh,
and
shit.
And going up. Yeah.
On her foot as well.
So there's no way to actually hide what had happened. And it looked very much like an engagement ring. It wasn't just a generic piece of jewelry. It wasn't a pair of earrings. It was very clearly a ring.
Yeah. So, what about the woman behind the counter? Did she know what was going on?
Not at all, because you know what those booths are like? They've got really big high walls and they've got the big plexiglass screens. She couldn't see anything sort of below our chin. So I've muttered some probably things that aren't safe to say on radio under my breath, and so did Mallory. Managed to pull it together, you know, whacked the pin in the machine and off we went. So probably the most natural conversation I've ever had with anyone before, where we just decided, you know, to talk about everything and anything. you wouldn't have been able to hear a pin drop. That's what I want to say. It was,
So you get down to Bahana Gorge and you remembered, you know, after being here for a while, you become climatised and it was only like a pretty short walk up to Bahana Gorge.
I had in my memory that, you know, it would be a beautiful sunny day, that, you know, it was a kilometre or so walk, you know, I was fit, I was young, it was, you know, something we could do quite easily. How I was wrong and how overconfidence screwed me over a second time. Forgot it was about 3.5 kilometres, and I forgot how damn hot the midday sun in Cairns gets.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Baked. And our pale Melbourne skin and our poorly maintained bodies struggled to get up to the gorge. So we got to the gorge, and you know, it was a big romantic reveal, which had already been ruined.
Yes.
We looked disgusting. We were drenched in sweat, covered in muck. It was
blotchy and red and huffing and puffy and carrying on. But anyhow, you managed to do it, and you managed to not drop it into Bahana Gorge. She accepted it, and I believe she, after all this, she said, "Oh, God, at last, Jake." Yes, she did.
Well, she sort of, she said, you know, for the time you've wasted trying to repair this, I would have thought you could have done something slightly, you know, suaver than that. I said, well, you've known me for 8 years. I mean, what do you expect?
Oh, that's classic. I guess she knew what she was getting into, so at least the future's not going to hold too many surprises for her. It's a great story.
It was a very genuine proposal.
And that element of surprise that you at least tried to maintain. Mate, it's a great story. I'm going to go and tell John McKenzie. He's going to be rolling around on the ground laughing and going, yep, that's the Jake I remember, no doubt about it. A great story. Look, send our love to Mallory and say that she's a game woman. But, mate, wonderful to talk to you and wonderful to hear about your disaster, but at least you managed to get there in the end, young Jake.
No, thank you very much. And then thank you to the Far North for giving me such a good life experience to come back and really cement it in our lives. Now,